Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills is a healing evangelist, a best-selling author, and a mega church pastor. He's the founder of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, overseeing over 3,000 churches across every continent of the world. He pastors the First Love Church, a vibrant church in the city of Accra, transforming the lives of thousands of young people for the Lord. Now listen to Dag Heward Mills.
Amen. Five tests of the righteous. All right. Now, the first thing is that are good people tested or bad people? Which type of people have tests? We expect bad people to have tests, isn't it? But amazingly, in Psalm 26, all right, Americano, we learn Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 12, it says, "Yet Lord of armies, all right, who test the righteous." Who do what? Test the righteous. So being righteous does not mean that you will not be tested. In fact, it is because you are righteous that you even qualify for certain tests. Because if you are not in medical school, you are not entitled to sit for what we call the MB2 exam. You don't even know what MB2 is. Or you don't even know what is in the third year exam. You don't qualify for the test, for the final year exam to become a doctor. I qualified on the 10th of March, 1989, as a doctor. So I just recently celebrated my life of being a doctor. Yeah. 10th of March. And what is March now? 24th, yeah. You couldn't do that exam because you were not there. And you didn't qualify. You were an art student. You could only do history, psychology, literature, easy subjects. And then later you come and control the banks and the economies. Is it not mysterious? Yet, O Lord of hosts, who test the righteous. Don't be surprised if you are going through tests. There are tests specifically designed for righteous people. And it is because you are a good person that you are going to go through those tests. I'm sorry. It's because you are a good person. You are a righteous person. That is the reason why you are going to have certain tests. Evil men will not even have the test you are going to have. All right? How many are surprised that you are being tested because you are a righteous person? Only four people. I think I'm talking to myself now. Psalm 11. And verse 5. The Lord tests the righteous. Again. The Lord tests the righteous and the wicked. The wicked are tested, but the righteous are tested. I mean, we thought he should just test the Lord, please concentrate on the wicked. Lord, can't you see that I'm trying to serve you? What again? It says, the Lord tests the righteous. So, Mr. Righteous Man who is serving the Lord, get ready for your tests. And that is why this message is entitled, The Five Tests of the Righteous, which I don't think we are going to have time to even get into, but at least this is an introduction. Yes. And you know, there are many, but I want to only do five, but they are very strange tests. Yes, they are very strange tests. Five tests of the righteous. Oh, yes. Wow. The Lord tests the righteous. So if you are a good person serving the Lord, don't expect to sail through easily. You know, sometimes when I think of my life, I feel that from the day that I said I'm in the ministry, I've been challenged like daily about this whole serving the Lord idea. I've been challenged and challenged and challenged and challenged and challenged. From the age of 25, when I became a pastor when I was 25 years old. And that's how I feel. Like at every point, even recently, I'm being challenged as to whether it's a good thing to send missionaries. And as to whether we should send missionaries or have lay people. Or even whether it's even true that we are doing the work of God. It's amazing. But you see, the Lord tests the righteous. So I'm going to show you the five tests, which are prophetic tests and mysterious tests. Yes. And like I said, we have only 4 minutes left. Is it amazing? Psalm 66 and verse number 10. My version says, for you have put us to the test, God. Another American version. You have put us to the test, God. You have refined us as silver is refined. For you have put us to the test. Right? You put us to the test. So God puts you to the test. You can say, I'm a believer. Really? Let's start. And the devil will take you on step by step by step by step. And so he said, you're really a believer. Till after some time, you'll find out that thing is not the question anymore. Because you sort of really go past that point. Yeah. They say, I'm called to the ministry. Really? You? You? You are called. I see. Then you'll be tested and tested and tested. That is why when you see an older person serving the Lord, you salute. Even if he's become dry, he's still saluting because at least he's there but dry. Whether you will be there and dry is another question. So, yes, look at this version. For you, O God, have put us to the test, testing us by fire like silver. Testing us by fire like silver. So, I don't know, those of you who want to resign this afternoon or this morning, I mean, God is saying to you that, hey, there are tests for the righteous. No calling goes unchallenged. No calling goes without a challenge. You'll be challenged. There's nothing like a call which is not tested and challenged. Dare you say you are called? What? Dare you say you want to work in the ministry? Are you crazy? Dare you say you want to serve the Lord? You must be out of your mind. Dare you say you are going all out? Dare you say you're going to be part of this church? We will test you to the last point. Until the test doesn't work anymore, then you will notice that that particular test goes away completely. Yeah. No, tests are such that till it's over, the thought or the it's not a temptation. Like there can be a temptation to leave Christ, but you realize that at time comes, you don't have such temptations at all. You have temptation for other things, but not to leave Christ. And then even to leave a church, when you are not stable, you always have a temptation to leave the church. Because Satan really wants you to leave. I'll show you why if I get a chance. Oh, yes. Job chapter 23, verse 10. I'm giving you scriptures. I don't know whether you want me to give you poems. Huh? I'm giving you scriptures. Job 3 and verse number 10. But he knows the way I take. And when he has... I don't know what version you are using, but mine says in the American, it's an American version. It says, when he has put me to the test, I will come out as gold. Yours says, when he has tried me. But another version of the same Americano Bible says, because it gets updated, there's 95, 2000, etc. They're all the updates. When he has tried me, when he has put me to the test, I shall come forth as gold. One time, you know, I was trying to buy a ring. I was asking the person, is it gold? And I said, so how do you know it's gold? Even diamonds, how do you know they are diamonds? They look like glass. Yeah. I don't know why they don't sell glass. Because diamonds look like glass. Yes. How do you know it's gold? It has to be tested. People, look, they say they are pastors. You say you are called. Ha, huh? Get ready. You'll be tested till you even wonder what you're doing. And I'm going to show you the five tests of the righteous. These are tests that are reserved for the righteous. Do you want to know these five tests? Oh, yes.
Yes.
Next time, I'll tell you. Because it's our time is up. Psalm 26. How many want God to refine you? You know, sometimes you've got a beloved, but you can sort of see that this is a lot of... It's like he's excuse me to use the word, he's a bushman. Sometimes you've got a lady, she's a beautiful girl. But I mean, she's not a lady. She needs to be refined. She needs to be refined. Oh, yes. It's a whole project to make a girl into a refined lady. I don't know whether I should continue talking. Because you got girls, but they are not refined. Yes. Fine, not fine. Can do NATO. So, it says, he knows the way I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. There is a test for gold. And I said, you are gold. You are gold. You are gold. Some of us have to be put under pressure. Then we'll see who you are. You need pressure. You need luck. You need just to lack something for us to see. Because you are good when everything is good and there's everything. But just to not have. Some of you are good on your own, like independent. A lady once told me, she said, the most difficult thing for me was to learn to submit to my husband. She said, because my husband is very gentle and soft-spoken. And it's true, he's very gentle and very soft-spoken. He speaks very soft. Okay, all right. This is the right thing to do. Darling, let's go. Like that. I mean, gentle. She said, it was the most difficult. And she said she's learned over the years to do what he says. Yeah, that's what she told me. She said it's because of how gentle he is.
She said, you know my husband, he's very, and it's true. I've never seen a more gentle gentleman. Oh, yes. Some of you A1s, you'd have been A9s. So you need to be refined. Yes. He doesn't know how to eat with cutlery. It's a small refinement. So I don't want to marry because he doesn't know how to eat with cutlery. He just needs refinement. Yes. He doesn't know how to eat with chopsticks. He only knows how to eat certain things. You know, I knew somebody who traveled to America with banku. You can Google on the internet what is banku. Just check it on the B-A-N-K-U. I'm sure it's on the internet. Banku. Yeah. YouTube will probably show you how to do it. Couldn't eat toast. Couldn't eat bread. Couldn't eat no nado. But had to travel with it. So that's the hand luggage. He's going to refine you. Yes. There's a certain refinement that God wants. Some gentleness. Some improvement in your life. And that's why God takes us through tests. You will see older people are different from younger people. Many times, the difference is from what they've been through, the fires, the gold. They have become real gold. They become real silver because of the tests they've been through. So righteous people are tested. Psalm 26, as we close, it says, "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. And I've trusted in the Lord without wavering." Verse 2. "Examine me, O Lord. Put me to the test." Please get my version, all right? "Put me to the test. Refine my mind and my heart." Refine my mind and my heart. Yes, God is going to refine your mind and your heart. "For your goodness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth." So beginning from today, get ready, fasten your seat belts, okay? And get ready for tests. Yes. One time I got on a plane, the pilot himself came and told us, "Put on your seat belt because we are going through some weather." He called it weather. Yes. He said, there's some weather ahead. That's how the pilots talk. They talk about bad weather as weather. Or even just clouds and things. Yeah, because when you enter the things, then it starts to jump up and down. He said, "Please put on because we are going through some weather." I remember another time that I was on a plane, the pilot also came. And told me we are going to go through them. When we went, there was nothing. It was smooth. So you see, you have to get ready. If it's wild, you'll still be okay. If it's cool, you'll be okay. But as for testing the righteous. Why would you say many are called? But few are chosen. Because after many are called, they are tested. Okay. Yeah. All right. They go through the tests of the righteous. And they start dropping off. 1, 2, 3, 4. May you never drop off. Yeah. May you be there at the very end. I want to be there at the end. How many are determined to be there at the very end? I want to be there at the end. I want to pass all my tests. Yes, I want to pass the test of the righteous. In fact, I want God to show me all the tests of the righteous that are coming. Yeah, so that I prepare for. You have to prepare for tests. When I was in medical school, you know, we had exams in what we call anatomy. Anatomy is to know the structure of the body, what it is like. So, you know, they had a big lab, and then you go through the lab, and there will be either dead bodies or parts of dead bodies. Can you imagine how gory that was? But a part of a dead body, like maybe some organ, it will be sitting alone there, and there will be a question by it. What is this? And then what nerve is supplying it? You have to, or they put an arrow on something, a very old something. They put an arrow, say, what is this? A, what is A? And what does it do? And where is it going? And you have to stand there and write. How many would like to do tests like that? Huh? Isn't it? You see how science students are very important. Yes. But I tell you, to prepare for that test, some of us, we went to the mortuary on our own. Yes. There was a big box full of dead body parts. You put your hand in the water and bring out something. Lungs, liver, kidneys, and other horrible things. Bring them out and then put them there and go through the preparation, because you are going to see this particular thing and they're going to ask a question. You have to prepare for your test. Otherwise, how would I be a doctor? I've got to prepare. All right. Don't be shocked. How do you think we passed our exams? We had to prepare for exactly what we were going to experience. All right. That's why you need to. And if you don't know the five tests of the righteous, you don't even know the name of that. You go and sit there, then you see gubli 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 gubli, and say, what is this? You don't even know what it is. You didn't even know that it was part of the tests you were going to experience. I didn't know such things were part of medical school tests. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I had to do it. And you see somebody sitting in the lab with dead bodies, eating sandwiches, reading the book. I'm telling you, you see them eating, having lunch. There's a dead man in front of them. Iris, is it true or not? Yeah, they'll be having lunch. And the dead body's there. Half cut open like this. With the face and everything. Ah. But we had to prepare. Otherwise, we couldn't become doctors. So that's why I say science students are different from art students. Art students, with all respect to your essays that you wrote, it's different. Discuss this. The tests that we went through, they are wild. So, you see how peculiar the test is? So strange. Some of you never knew that. How many never knew that we go through from dead body parts to dead body parts with flags on? It's called steeplechase. Yeah. Every doctor knows what steeplechase exam is. Yeah. Doctor, do you know what a steeplechase is? Steeplechase? Yeah, they're all here. They are sitting here. Yes. And in the ministry and in the service of God, there are special tests for you. My goodness. Judas couldn't make it to just the end of 3 years. Yes, Judas, he couldn't make it to the end of 3 years of ministry. And he was gone. Yeah. So, God willing, we are going to go through the test. Yes. Of righteous, the test of the righteous. Or it's like the test of medical students. Yes. Which are different from the tests of what? Philosophy, what? Linguistics students, history students, archaeology, English. Hey. Write a composition about this, then you just be right. Write about your long vacation, then you write. write about your family, and then you get A. Discuss Karl Marx. Karl Marx was good or bad? Discuss. No. So, God bless you as you prepare each test. So, you prepare for anatomy, physiology, whatever. Yeah. Can you imagine medical school? I used to go around with a skeleton. A real skeleton of a real person. I had a skeleton. I divided him into little pieces and put him in a bag. You see me walking with bones. Bone collector. You see me moving. And by one of my final exams, when I went in, they took a bone. This one, this bone, the humerus. That was my exam. They just gave the bone to me. Yeah, start talking. Start talking. Describe the bone. Tell us special features. There's a groove. There's a nerve. There's this. There's a, if it breaks, what will happen? This. I was there. The whole exam was on that bone they gave me. Why would I not carry a skeleton everywhere? You see, you people, you must prepare for the tests that are coming. Yes. You must be ready because it's going to come. The Bible says that it is impossible, but that offenses should come. It's impossible. And for a righteous man, you have specific tests. Specific ones that are different from for wicked people. Yeah. As for the wicked people, they have their own. But you, somebody who decided to serve God, expect your test. It's coming. Hey, maybe you are in it already and you are not prepared and you are sinking. You are failing. But you are going to get revelation. And God's going to help you to pass every test. The five tests of the righteous. Stand to your feet. Well, the introduction to the test is part of the five tests. Today is Palm Sunday, I believe. Yes. Jesus was getting ready to go through a test. He was even asking the Father, please, if it's possible. Anybody who is going through medical school exam, I always try to help them and pray for them. Because it's a very difficult test. And I'm sure Jesus looks at us as we go through the cross. Yes. Help them, Lord. Help them to survive. Lift your hands. Father, we give you thanks as we praise you. If you are here today, just put your hand on your heart. Father, strengthen me to go through the tests of the righteous. Lord, I never knew that righteous people too are tested. I thought it was only bad people that are tested. But I thank you for showing us the test of the righteous.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless me, Lord, to pass every test.
Yes, Jesus.
And Lord, above all, bless me to prepare.
Yes,
to prepare.
To prepare
for every test.
Yes.
Help me not to deny you when I'm tested.
In the name of Jesus.
Or help me not to fail when I'm tested.
Help.
Lord, especially the mystery tests. Help me to see through the whole thing and realize that it's a test.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
For victories,
in the name of Jesus.
Blessings,
yes.
And your grace,
yes,
that you give to every one of us. We give you praise. We give you thanks.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Father,
you, Lord.
We give you thanks. If you are here today, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, just pray this prayer with me. Maybe somebody invited you. You want to give your life to Jesus. Say this prayer. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Please forgive me for my sins.
Please forgive me of my sins.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Please wash away my sins.
Please wash away my sins.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Today.
Today.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray. Please write my name in the book of life.
In the book of life.
From today, I belong to God.
I belong to God.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I will follow Jesus.
I will follow Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
If you give your life to Christ, the number is on the screen. Please send us a message. If you have a problem, if you want prayer, if you want a friend, if you want to talk to a pastor, please send a message on our flow line. Lift your hand, every test.
Yes, Lord.
Every test.
Yes, Jesus.
You are going through.
Yes.
Shining color. My God, my God, yes. My God. Mambelina, Mada, Mandale, Mandele, 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 Mandos, Mandele, 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 Alemo, Alemo, Amalio, Amandole, Massina, Dele, Malibondele, Malibele, 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 thank you for strengthening me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Taking me through.
Thank you.
Amazing test. Amazing.
The Lord is my light.
Oh yes, the Lord is your light.
Salvation. Though the enemy encamp around me, wicked and unreasonable man, everywhere that you look, you see problems.
The Lord will deliver you.
Yes, will deliver you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The Lord will deliver you. The Lord will deliver you. From every test, through every test, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for touching our hearts. Place your hand on your Lord. Thank you for healing our hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
And helping us in our service for you. We love you. We thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
We can go through the test.
In the name of Jesus.
Because others have also been through this test. Many passed well. So we will also pass everything that you allow us to go through. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Take your Holy Communion. Now, Father, we thank you for this holy meal.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Heal us as we receive the body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus.
The body of Jesus
Christ. Now the blood. May the blood of Jesus cleanse you.
Yes, Lord.
May you be forgiven.
Yes, Lord.
Through the blood.
Yes, Lord.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Lift your hands for your blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
This Friday is Good Friday.
Yes.
A special Friday.
Yes.
Gathering at the Accra Sports Stadium if you are in Ghana.
Yes.
And online, Flow Church will be live.
Yes.
For that great blessing. Lift your hands and receive your blessing.
Yes.
Father, thank you for the blessing for your children.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Let there be a fulfillment.
Yes.
Of prophecy for everyone. Now, there are people here. You are finishing a test now. You are at the end of a particular test. So that says the Lord, just go through the last part of the test well. Because you've been through already a big section of the test. So finish up. You cannot do well in 5 questions, and the last 2 questions, you just say, I'm tired of this test. That says the Lord, finish well.
Amen.
Do all the questions.
Amen.
And go through everything. So that you may come out of the test rejoicing.
Amen.
Rejoicing. For the Lord Himself blesses you. There's another person. You are about to go through a test. But the test is something that you've seen somebody ahead of you go through. So in the day of your test, remember how someone went through and go through also. Go well. Do well. There's another person. There's no test now. It's your foolishness that is causing an apparent crisis. It's not a test, says the Lord. So get up your loins and do what is right. Repent. For you cannot say the test of a wicked is the test of a righteous. The Lord bless you.
Yes.
The Lord increase you.
Yes, man.
The Lord bless you.
Yes, man.
May the Lord help you to go through
yes.
year after year after year to the very end of the journey. Don't lose heart. Don't say I'm tired. Don't say I'm tired, for He hears your words even in the quiet moment. Don't say I'm tired. You are not tired. You are in the middle of a test. Come through. Come through. So the Lord is with you. Now in the realm of the spirit, may your eyes open.
Yes.
Amen. And see around you in your home the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And the presence of the Lord in your heart.
Amen.
As you serve Him.
Yes, Lord.
For He's showing you many great things.
Yes, Lord.
Father, thank you.
Thank you.
For giving us all the tests.
Yes, Lord.
What has not changed is that the Lord is good.
Yes.
We love you.
We love you, Lord.
And we thank you today.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
And everyone said, Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.